You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 11th of September 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Yes, it's the end of the week. The weekend is here, and you know what that means? It means we have Grandpa Lampshade with us today. Grandpa, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. You know, everybody's made it to the end of the week if you still have a job. And you know, with it again, for most people, it's probably the weekend every day now, like it or not. Of course, we can't leave out the fact that it is indeed 9/11. Never forget. I was reflecting, somberly reflecting how these almost 20 years after the 9/11 events, how much more freedoms I have now. How much more freedom I'm enjoying now since 9/11. I'm just basking. I'm basking in the freedoms, man.
Well, you were talking about there about how people are lucky to have jobs, and you know, we've got to try and keep some kind of structure here. And we've got the week, we got the weekend. We've also got Jews pretending to be white people, and we've got a rather interesting instance here to talk about where we've got a Jew pretending to be a black person. A professor of African American history at George Washington University, who publicly identified as black, has now admitted that she is a white Jewish woman from Kansas City and has been lying about her race for years. And I'll just stop right there, because she's still lying about her race if she's claiming to be white. Jews are not white. Their rabbis make a point of saying this. They themselves make a point of saying this. They've got songs about this. And yet here she is making this big reveal that actually she's not black. And then instead of saying, well, she's Jewish, she says she is white and she is Jewish. White is a type of ethnicity. It means European. The Jews are not European. They're either Ashkenazi or they are Sephardic and they are Semitic. So their ethnicity comes from the same ethnicity as Arabs, Palestinians, Syrians, that sort of type. And yet she claims here to be white. And a lot of people do just seem to assume that the Jews are white just because they have pale skin. But that does not mean that they are white. They've always been classed as a different ethnicity to white. Well, what are your thoughts on this, Grandpa, before we go any further? Are Jews white or are they not white?
Hello, my fellow white person. No, and to make a point here, you know, because somebody listening, maybe, you know, they might be sitting there going, oh, man, now you're just being anti-Semitic. If you go to Israel and get in a big group of Jews in the middle of Israel and tell them, hey, y'all are all white. This is amazing. I mean, you will not be received well. I mean, they will literally, you know, tell you they are not. So this isn't just some sort of like, you know, this is just your anti-Semitic views. I mean, no, this is literally how they view themselves. And, you know, they have their own ethnic Jewish state of Israel. And it is an ethnic state. It's not a religious state. It's not a theocracy. It is the ethnic Jewish state. And as far as, you know, yeah, I mean, they're basically, it's kind of hard to describe exactly what they are, because they're kind of a result of a mixed race sort of thing. I mean, it's like here, you know, on this continent, you know, I mean, we know Mexico and you talk about Mexicans, but I mean, really there was just Indians there, and then white Spanish people came, and then there was a bunch of interbreeding. And now you kind of wind up with what we kind of have now as Mexicans, but they're kind of, you know, they're their own kind of race, but they're kind of a result of that intermingling of the Spanish people and the indigenous Indian people that were there. So it's kind of like a new race. And that's kind of the best way to kind of process what the Jewish race is. They're kind of an intermingling of other races, and they are a separate race. And I guess the important point here is they self-identify as a separate race. I mean, if you go to Israel, they will be the first to tell you we're not white people. So that's not just something, you know, oh, you crazy extreme people are saying. No, that's what they say about themselves. It's just a fact, and most people sadly are kind of ignorant of that fact.
Well, they do like to pretend to be white when they're attacking white people. That they will pretend to actually be white and as if they're being very gracious in pointing to all the failures of white people or the perceived failures. But of course, what it actually is, it's a Jew pointing out the perceived failures and trying to make white people feel guilty for it. And of course, this is what she was actually doing when she was being a race hustler. She was doing the same thing. She was attacking white people, trying to make them feel guilty for being white. But instead of like the rest of these Jews pretending to be white while doing it, she was basically pretending to be black while doing it, while also pretending to be a Latino. Well, Jessica Krug, 38, revealed on Thursday in a bombshell Medium post that she has lied about being black for her entire career and admitted to deceiving her friends and colleagues. In her Medium post, Krug said, "I have thought about ending these lies many times over many years, but my cowardice was always more powerful than my ethics. I know right from wrong, I know history, I know power, I am a coward. There is no ignorance, no innocence, nothing to claim, nothing to defend. I have moved wrong in every way for years. You should absolutely cancel me, and I absolutely cancel myself. I have built my life on a violent anti-black lie, and I have lied in every breath I have taken. I have not lived a double life. There is no parallel form of my adulthood connected to white people or a white community or an alternative white identity. I have lived this lie fully, completely, with no exit plan or strategy. I have built only this life, a life within which I have operated with a radical sense of ethics, of right and wrong, and with rage rooted in black power, an ideology which every person should support, but to which I have no possible claim as my own." Of course, it's all really passive aggressive here. She, at the same time, while saying, "Oh, I'm such a terrible person," she's also saying, I have a radical sense of ethics. I know right from wrong." I mean, it's really quite schizophrenic what she's doing here. She's trying to place the blame on other people while at the same time trying to make it seem as if, she's blaming herself. And what she's really doing is being anti-white. Her whole life has been based around being anti-white, whether she's doing that from a position of pretending to be black, pretending to be a Latino, or pretending to be a white person now. It's not going to make any difference. Her whole life has been based around hatred of white people. And because of that, she was given a job as being a black professor. And she's trying to preempt people here by saying, "Oh, I cancel myself." We'll just have to wait and see whether she does actually get cancelled by these groups that she's been a part of. What do you make of her salvo of self-hatred here, Grandpa?
Oh, it's all a front. It's not cowardice. She sits there and it talks about she never stopped because of cowardice. That's a lie. She never stopped because she was high off the signaling points. You know, she was being lauded and it's amazing to look at the pictures of her and know that anybody was actually fooled by this. I mean, she looks as black as I do. I mean, you know, really, it's there were people making jokes that she must be Sean King's sister. I mean, it's just amazing that anybody was even fooled by this. But you read all of this, and obviously she was getting something out of it. She was getting, you know, an emotional high off of it or whatever. But looking at this, I can't help but to think, because this isn't obviously the first time we've had this. We had that Rachel Dozell or whatever her name was. We had that a year or two back. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we're told all of the time that this white privilege thing exists, but yet I don't see these other races, you know, I don't see, like, say, black people going around and pretending that they're white or passing themselves off as white. And it just makes sense that if this white privilege thing and the systemic racism that somehow means the system is stacked, that if you're white, you automatically get everything for free. I haven't been able to find that line to get in. But anyway, you know, if that's a thing, you would think that like all these black people or whatever would be lining up trying to pass themselves off as white. But yet they're not. But yet, obviously, she was pretending to be black, and she managed to be a professor and an author and be invited to do all these speeches and lauded as, you know, some sort of important person. Well, obviously, she felt that all that was connected to pretending to be black. So again, you just can't help but to wonder, where's the white privilege at?
Yeah, it's quite interesting looking at her. Because there's nothing about her that's black at all. You see her hands. She hasn't got those long fingers that black people have. She hasn't got the proportions, the long legs and the short body. She hasn't got the big butt that they have. She hasn't got the afro hair. She hasn't got the flat nose or the larger lips that we associate with black people. None of that whatsoever. It's incredible that she was actually able to get away with this. And I do find it interesting that Rachel Dolezal is still interviewed about this, and she's seen as transracial. And I suspect that this lady will be as well. And then we have somebody like Catboy Cammy, who is a comedian, who tries to be a transracial comedian. And of course, he gets massively attacked, and he's got the mainstream media really out trying to get him. So if you're a white man that tries to do this, then that's blackface. That's not okay. But if you happen to be a Jew that is doing this, or you happen to be a female that is doing this, and you're not doing it for comedy value, then that's fine. It will make you into celebrities. And I do find that interesting, those contrasts there between the three of them. Well, in a video posted online in June of this year, under her activist pseudonym, Jessica La Bombolera, Krug denounces all these white New Yorkers who waited 4 hours with us to be able to speak and then did not yield their time for black and brown indigenous New Yorkers. She adds, much power to all my siblings who were standing up, my black and brown siblings who were standing. And what was happening there is this was some kind of a talk, and the white people have been waiting all this time to speak up for black people. And she thinks that they should have just sat down and allowed blacks to stand up and speak. And then she calls them indigenous New Yorkers. Black and brown indigenous New Yorkers. So she's even got a new definition for the word indigenous. And this woman is supposed to be a professor. In her online bio, Krug describes herself as an unrepentant and unreformed child of the hood. Her book, Fugitive Modernities, includes the acknowledgement, my ancestors, unknown, unnamed, who bled life into a future they had no reason to believe could or should exist, those whose names I cannot say for their own safety, whether in my barrio, in Angola, or in Brazil. And in actual fact, she had a privileged Jewish upbringing, and I bet her parents are really well off, and she wasn't brought up in the hood at all. What do you make of her comments here, Grandpa?
She's a child of the hood, I tell you. Well, you know, you were bringing up the comedy thing earlier, you know, and here's the thing is, like, you were talking about the Catboy thing, you know, that's comedy, and people know it's comedy, you know, and it's a joke, and people that aren't wound up tight look at that and they know it's a joke. I've talked about this before. You know, I can watch black comedians, and when they do their imitation of what white people sound like to them, I'm not insulted by that. I don't take that as they're attacking white people. I just think it's funny because this is what they think white people sound like to them. It's a joke. You know, I don't get wound up about that. But what she's doing here, what she has been doing with this whole thing, that is insulting. I mean, it is a slap in the face that she was passing herself off like this, posturing like this. And, you know, she's basically calling black people stupid with this whole routine. I mean, really, it's what she's doing, as opposed to, you know, a comedian, you know, like we make jokes, you know, and be like, yeah, big snood, you know, it's what we sound like in the hood. It's a joke. You know, I'm not making, you know, it's not like to be an insult to black people. Just like if you watch a black comedian says, you know, and then white people be like, oh, my Trevor, what are you doing over there? It's not an insult. That's just the way white people sound to them. And we all know it's comedy, so there's nothing to be upset about. But what she did here was really insulting. And in this article, there was a deal where some black person tweeted or whatever and said that this is all insincere. He said she was fixing to be outed, and that's why she came out with this whole thing. It wasn't some kind of, you know, moment of redemption, and she saw the light and realized how wrong she was. Somebody had already just finally was fixing to out her for her deal, so she came out on her own with this. So and in the end, this whole little song and dance she's doing, what is was in the barrio in Angola in Brazil, and she was living some privileged Jewish life in America. It's insulting. I don't know. I don't see any other way to look at it. It's just highly insulting. And she's still, like you say, she's running around. They're still writing articles about her, and they're still interviewing her. There is no like real outrage against her.
Well, she's still doing the same thing. I mean, what she was doing there when she was a black professor was just all about hating white people. I was reading an article today. It was some famous black guy that dated her, and he said all she wanted to do was hate on white people. And she would change the conversation around to hating white people gentrifying the area. And she was anti-white. It's really great that this term anti-white is now entering the mainstream, by the way. I am so pleased about that. It's much better than trying to say that these non-whites are being racist towards whites. You need to call it anti-white. That's what it is, and people will understand it now. And we've even had Donald Trump retweet that. Well, this was a black guy saying that this woman is just incredibly anti-white, and that hasn't changed at all. It's just that she's, as you say, Grandpa, she's also been mocking black people, and now she can no longer mock black people while at the same time being anti-white. Well, Krug's online confession is reminiscent of the scandal involving Rachel Dolezal, a former NAACP leader in Washington State, who was exposed in 2015 as a white woman pretending to be black. And she's still doing that, by the way. She is still pretending to be black, and she calls herself transracial and all the rest of it. Krug, who has a PhD, described herself as a culture leech and a coward. She has taken financial support from the Schoenberg Center for Research in Black Culture, The Guardian reports. I bet she's had lots of support and lots of scholarships and been on diversity quotas, because the fact of the matter is there really aren't that many highly intelligent black people, because they have a low average IQ, and Jews do have an above average IQ. So if you, this woman here, I'm sure she got lots of scholarships and was put into lots of places she shouldn't have been, simply because she was capable of doing the actual work, whereas you know, they will struggle to actually find black people of the intelligence that she is. Again, so she's taking this away from black people, but at the same time, she's still doing the same as what these blacks would be doing anyway, which is just promoting white privilege and white guilt and all the rest of it. In 2009, she is understood to have been awarded a Fulbright Hayes doctoral dissertation research abroad fellowship. Her neighbor in the Bronx, Anna Anderson, told the DailyMail.com that Krug would call her white trash and tell Anderson she was gentrifying the neighborhood by going running. I guess at least she wasn't going jogging. I don't know what she would have called it then. But imagine that, calling your neighbor white trash. I mean, yeah, you couldn't get away with calling your neighbor the N-word, could you? Your neighbor would probably kill you if you was to do something like that. But this is what we see now. We just see anti-whiteness everywhere. And that's all this woman is. She's just an anti-white Jewish woman who is now going to continue being an anti-white Jewish woman, but before was pretending to be an anti-white black woman and an anti-white Latina woman as well. I guess whatever she can get away with, she will do. What do you make of all these awards and scholarships she managed to rip off here, Grandpa?
Well, yeah, you were talking about that other story where the guy went on the date with her or whatever, and it was, I guess, it was a black guy. And she was so obviously LARPing, because, I mean, this is what she imagines that black people want to talk about, you know, and this guy goes out on a date with her and he's just trying to have a normal conversation. And she's like, so, yeah, how about, you know, getting rid of Whitey, you know, and he's like, yo, easy now. what's wrong with you? You know, she's just, because it's just. She was just basically, her whole life was one big LARP, and it's laughable. And yeah, she's going around berating her neighbor for gentrifying the neighborhood, where here she is, as you pointed out, basically doing a blackface routine with her entire life. And again, she's not being attacked for this, really. I mean, there are people calling her out on it, but you know, the level of hostility really isn't very high. She's still going around doing media interviews and things such as that. And again, she's like you said, she's reaped all of these scholarships and these deals, and she got basically her education paid for free and all of this. Where is the white privilege? Because if there's all of this white privilege, then she wouldn't be doing that. She wouldn't have got all of this because of the oppression. But apparently, there's not so much white privilege after all, is there?
Yeah, she calls herself the culture leech. She should really be called the LARPing blackface leech. I think that would make more sense, wouldn't it? She acknowledged in the Medium post that it would be unlikely she could repair any relationship she has made, given the extent of her lies. I have burned every bridge and have no expectation that any of my relationships are flame resistant. I would never ask for nor expect forgiveness. To everyone who trusted me, who fought for me, who vouched for me, who loved me, who is feeling shock and betrayal and rage and bone marrow deep hurt and confusion, violation in this world and beyond, I beg you, please do not question your own judgment or doubt yourself. You were not naive. I was audaciously deceptive. And I doubt very much whether any of them are going to question their own judgment. I think she's just put that in there because she wants them to do that. She wants them to question their own judgment and start to blaming themselves that they were decent enough to humor her. I mean, this must have been so obvious that she was actually white. They must have known what was going on, don't you think, Grandpa?
Well, she's at least truthful with that very last line. She was audaciously deceptive. I mean, it was just such a big that big lie again. It was just such an in-your-face lie that people were just like, well, she doesn't really look black, but God, that would be such an in-your-face lie that, you know, I guess she got some of the recessive quote-unquote white genes. Well, it wound up it wasn't white genes. They were Jewish genes. But yeah, it was just such a big lie that people gave her the benefit of the doubt. And really, she crapped all over that. You know, I mean, this is like, I keep going back to the difference between, you know, humor that people run around and try to act offended over, but it's just jokes. And this, which is malicious. I mean, it really is. If you make jokes about other races and they make jokes about white people, that's not malicious. It's just humor. It's just a part of being human. But this is malicious. I mean, this is literally, it's not just, it goes beyond just she was taking up scholarships and getting scholarships that were supposed to be for black people that black people didn't get because she got them. It goes beyond this because, I mean, it really is a malicious, insulting slap in the face, you know, what she did here. Because, again, the whole thing was just basically calling these people stupid. And now she's, you know, she was going to get outed, apparently. And so she ran out in front of this and is doing this whole, oh, yes, oh, I am a terrible person, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't change the fact that what she did here was really, really insulting to the people who did support her. And I mean, obviously, she was part of the communist push. So, you know, I'm not feeling a whole lot of sympathy here, but it was insulting to the people that did support her and try to vouch for and things such as this. And her whole little routine here, she's so, you notice she's trying on the one hand to come off as so repentant and feeling bad about this. And she does all of this self-insulting, and it's all a lie because she's still running around doing media interviews. If she really felt that, she would quietly go away. She would quietly go away. When the media said, oh, we want to interview, she'd be like, no, I'm not going to be interviewed about this. I'm quietly going away. I'm going to go live a quiet life here in my Jewish neighborhood and go back to living a life. I'm going to live my life on the real here as a Jewish woman. But she's not. She's still running around doing media interviews and things such as that. So this whole routine she's doing of I'm sorry and I'm going to call myself some names to show you how sorry I am, this is just one more layer of the insult. It's one more layer of the lie because she's still running around taking up the spotlight. She's still running around doing interviews. She's still basically running around LARPing like she's sorry. And it's all a lie.
Well, it is really malicious because she's also been directing black people to attack white people. You know, she's been pushing this white privilege, white guilt, all the problems blacks have are down to white people. She's been pushing that. And I guess this, where she says she was audaciously deceptive, I mean, it basically proves Adolf Hitler's theory of the big lie, doesn't it? If you tell a lie, you don't tell a small lie. If you tell a lie and you tell a massively, incredibly unbelievable lie, then the masses of the people will actually believe you. And lo and behold, we have this Jewish woman who has done exactly that. And it proves Hitler's theory, the big lie theory. It's a very famous theory. It often gets quoted, and they often say that it was a theory that Hitler tried to use himself, but that's not so. He was pointing it out that certain other people use this technique, and here we have this Jewish lady using that technique. I have a very clear, loud conscience, she says, but I have acted as if I had none. I gaslit you. I begged for your compassion and love for my isolation and loneliness, real and raw feelings, but born of the avalanche of deceit. In her blog post, Krug said she had battled unaddressed mental health demons her entire life, and that she first assumed a false identity as a child. She wrote that her mental health issues could never explain or justify why she pretended to be black. No white person, no non-black person has the right to claim proximity to or belonging in a black community by virtue of abuse, trauma, non-acceptance and non-belonging in a white community. The abuse within and alienation from my birth family and society are no one's burden but my own and mine alone to address. And again, here we have this passive-aggressive stuff. Now it's like, blame my family for this. Blame society for this. Blame this abuse and this trauma that has gone on. She's saying don't blame that, but the very fact that she's bringing it up is she is trying to get people to accept that these are the reasons why she did this. It wasn't just out of a selfish desire to make something of herself and thinking, well, I can do that off the back of black people by pretending to be black and mocking them, the fact that they're not going to realize that I'm actually a Jew. I mean, that's why she brings all this stuff up rather than a truthful apology, a heartfelt apology. She's bringing up all these excuses to try and plant them as seeds in people's minds so that they blame other people for this. I mean, why else would she be talking about abuse, trauma, non-acceptance, non-belonging in a white community? So she says here she's been excluded from the white community, and she's not white anyway. She's Jewish. What do you make of all her complaints here, Grandpa, and self-pity?
No, you've hit the nail on the head. On the one hand, she says, none of this is justification, but let me go ahead and read off all of the justifications of how I am still the victim. You know, I mean, because she brings it up, this is to paint herself once again as the victim. And the arrogance here with this line, no white person, no non-black person has the right to claim proximity to or belonging to a black community. Bitch, who gave you the right to even come up with that? You're not black. Wouldn't that be up for black people to decide that? Yet she's still trying to dictate this. She's still trying to have this arrogant position where she's dictating to black people what they can and cannot do. No non-black or no white person or non-black person. Okay, well, what about somebody who's half black? Do they have the right to be in the proximity of black people? Let's go ask her, because apparently she's the self-appointed expert. What about somebody who's one quarter black? Do they have the right to be in the proximity of black people? What about somebody that's a little less black? I mean, at what point in time? Yet she's still sitting here posturing like she can dictate who is allowed to be around black people. She's still doing the same routine, which shows she's completely unrepentant. And then this whole thing. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I have no excuse, but let me go. Well, she has this whole paragraph that how she is the victim. And this isn't an excuse. But here, listen to my excuse.
She just can't help but claim to be speaking for other people. I mean, this is a symptom that we see with a lot of Jews claiming to speak for white people. And here she's claiming to speak for black people as well. But as I've said, it's essentially the same thing that she's doing here. She's claiming to speak for black people, but trying to get them to go against whites. It's all anti-white, whoever it is that is doing this. It's the same with Rachel Dolezal and Talcum King, or whatever his name is, the other white guy, the white male that's pretending to be black, the one that calls for attacks on police officers and apparently just still gets his tweets left up there on Twitter, where she says, black people and black communities have no obligation to harbour the refuse of non-black societies. I have done this. I know it is wrong, and I have done this anyway. Again, very, very self-effacing here, calling herself the refuse of non-black societies. And of course, she doesn't mean that, because she hasn't resigned from her professorship position. Krug has been teaching classes on African-American history at George Washington University since 2012. And I wonder how many of those black students that went to her lessons have come away really hating white people and blaming white people for every problem that they have, thanks to this this malicious person here who has been teaching them that, knowing that it isn't actually true, and she's been living a lie her whole life. Her biography page on the university website says she also specializes in subjects including Latin America, Africa, imperialism, and colonialism. Again, so it's all anti-white stuff, isn't it? She's going to talk about Africa and she's going to link that to slavery, and she's not going to point out that Africa was the center of the slave trade and it was the African chiefs selling the Africans as slaves. Otherwise, they wouldn't have had anything else to actually trade with the white traders. So she'll be blaming Britain for that. Imperialism and colonialism. She won't be pointing out that it was thanks to imperialism and colonialism that we have the rule of law in Africa. We have the rule of law in India. Those countries are now have their own democracies, run their own countries, have their own telecommunication systems, roads, hospitals, schools. She won't be pointing out that these black students wouldn't even know how to read or write if it wasn't for white people. She would just be saying that the reason they're in prison is because of white people. The reason they don't have the high-powered jobs is because of white people. The reason why they can't afford to buy their own homes is because of white people. She would have turned thousands of, potentially thousands of students against whites in this position that she held, rather than, you know, there may have been a sensible black person that could have become a professor there. There are sensible black professors that talk about the truth, talk about what really went on in the slave trade. It's not like they don't exist. It just seems to be that only the ones like this, the real anti-white ones, get the promotions. Well, Kruger's also written several books and essays on blackness and black culture. Some of the outlets who have published her work started deleting the posts on Thursday after the revelations. A George Washington University spokesperson said they are aware of the post and are looking into the situation, adding, "We cannot comment further on personal matters." You just imagine if I was to start writing a book about Jewishness and Jewish culture and pretending to be a Jew, or if you were to start doing that, Grandpa, there would be hell to pay, wouldn't there? And yet she just gets away with this. I mean, you just got to try and put the boot on the other foot with what's going on here, and contrast it with how it would look if other people were to be doing the same thing. What are your final thoughts on this Kruger woman, Grandpa?
You know, people spend a lot of money. I mean, George Washington University is a prestigious university. Tuition there is not cheap. And yet people spend all of this money paying to send their kids or young adults off to college. And this is the curriculum. I mean, if the university winds up with a problem with it, they say they're looking into it. And they're looking into the fact that she was faking being black. But obviously they had no problem with what she was teaching. And this is what the universities are. I mean, they are communist indoctrination centers. I mean, sit here and justify it with, well, you got to have a degree to get ahead and whatnot. But you have to understand that you are sending your young people to a communist indoctrination system. When you take out that second or third mortgage on your house to pay for your kids' college tuition, you are literally paying this people like this. And the universities are full of people like this. Again, the university isn't upset that she was teaching this blatantly anti-white, you know, this communist, let's be honest, this communist indoctrination. They had no problem with that. Now, you know, this whole that she was faking being black thing has come out. They might have a problem with that. They're basically, when they say they're looking into it, they're basically waiting to see how big of a deal it turns out to be. And considering she's running around still doing it, I would say it's apparently not a big deal. And she'll probably keep her job in the end.
Yeah, she's bound to get away with it, isn't she? I mean, if race is just a social construct and gender is just a social construct, then there's nothing to prevent people being transracial, is there? I mean, we just have to humour them. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.